You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilsa.
We are broadcasting live from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis at the first Faith and Film Festival.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
I like
cool.
sitting in this room, seeing all these people, and like meeting people we haven't seen in a while too.
We're not actually in the room where they're showing the films, though, because
no,
that would be distracting.
That would be very distracting.
That would be like that was a series, wasn't there? Like that, where people sat and talked in front of the film.
Back yeah, in the people don't like those people.
They don't. People sitting around talking. We're excited to share about the Faith and Film Festival at Concordia Seminary, and it's a good day. It's a little chilly here in St. Louis, but
very slushy.
Yeah,
it is a slushy and foggy day. You know, I took a picture of the tower that's here on campus, our tower, and you can't actually see it because it's so foggy. Like, where'd our tower go?
Well, we are grateful to be here at as the guest of continuing education at Concordia Seminary. Looking forward to sharing with you about that and talking with some of the faculty here at Concordia Seminary in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us at the broadcasting booth at the Faith and Film Festival at Concordia Seminary St. Louis, Professor David Lewis. Professor, associate or assistant professor of exegetical theology here at Concordia Seminary and director of certification for ministerial formation, and a regular guest on KFUO Sharper Iron from time to time. Professor Lewis, thanks for being with us.
That's great to be with you. Thanks for being here.
It's a lot of fun to check out a film festival. I think this is our first film festival for the Coffee Hour, isn't
it? I believe so.
And this is the first film festival for Concordia Seminary, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the idea behind a film festival at the seminary.
Well, one of the things I've done here as a faculty member is I host what we call Concordia Movie Night, where throughout the year we'll meet with students, watch a film. I've got a particular interest in Christ figure films, which would be a secular movie where there's a character who is depicted as a Christ figure. He reminds us of Jesus, and so you have movies borrowing our story to tell theirs, which then I say is then a means for us to engage the world by taking their stories that borrow from our stories and then using that as a, you might say, a vehicle to tell the gospel, you know. So if I see somebody and they say, have you watched Guardians of the Galaxy, I'll right away say, yeah, I have. You know, it's a Christ figure film. And this is a person, if I were to come and say, can I tell you about Jesus, they would shut me down. But as soon as I say that, they look at me and say, really? And then now we start having a conversation where I get to tell this person, Groot incorporates his friends into himself the way we're incorporated into Christ. And he sacrifices himself to give life to his friends and then resurrects. And then that's what Jesus did. And then suddenly I'm telling the gospel. And so this is a regular thing we've done. Former student, now Pastor Jacob Wamfler, who serves in the Kansas City area, contacted me this last June. We got together for coffee, and he asked, what if we were to do a film festival for the public? And I said, yeah, let's go for it. And he and Heather Cote Davis got together, and they planned this. We got to give a lot of praise to Erica Bennett, you know, the director of continuing education, and the staff here. Somehow we got it together. We weren't sure how it was going to come off, but we have I think about 75 people registered.
Wow.
And the movie we showed last night, they showed The Writer, which I've never seen before, and it generated about an hour of discussion. And basically we had to shut down the discussion because it was 10 o'clock. And I think people were still wanting to talk about the movie and the various themes and issues related to faith and vocation and the Christian life, value of life, all of this came out of that film. So it sort of is good or better than I imagined that it would be.
That's awesome. What makes film a unique medium for us to talk about and to dig into all of the themes as opposed to other types of media that we consume?
Well, I would say one thing is, especially our culture is a movie culture. In other words, you're going to have more people go to the theater to watch a Marvel movie or whatever other movie they want than to go to the Museum of Art, you know, for good or bad. You mm-hmm. know, more people are watching films than going to the opera. And so it's very much a part of American popular culture is film, and which is why I love film personally. I'd rather I'll just admit I'd much rather go to the movies than to see an opera, right? And I mean, maybe
that's
I should.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fair. You know, so
that's why you're doing this.
That's why I'm doing this. But the idea is, it, for me, then, is if this is a part of our popular culture, we as the church ought to be ready to engage in this medium. And you have to think film is a very powerful way of delivering a message, because you're sort of there as a captive audience for one and a half to 2 to 3 hours. You have no time to process what you're seeing until it's over. And if you wanted to sort of preach to somebody, present a message to somebody, film is a very powerful way to do it. On the other hand, art, if you go look at art, it's separate from you. You can turn away from it. You're not forced to stare at it for, 2.5 hours, right? And you have time to pull away and process. But film can be very powerful. It's a very powerful medium to present a message. And therefore, I think we ought to be aware when we watch movies that there are messages being presented,
Right.
There's theology being presented. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Whether it's good theology or bad theology.
Yeah, whether it's good, that's what I mean.
And, right.
I think one of our systematics department, they say everybody's a theologian,
Mm-hmm.
So all the people sitting in the pews, all the people who don't go to church or maybe atheists all have a theology. And so I think you're going to find theology in just about every film.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that being a movie culture, we're a movie culture or a film culture. Something I've noticed, even in myself, in terms of how I watch a movie in the theater versus how I watch a movie at home. Now that we have digital and streaming,
yes,
and movies are so accessible. Thinking back before Sarah was even born,
right,
in the days where
in the dark ages,
before we had,
I was there with you. So yeah.
Before we could watch movies at home, really.
Right.
I mean, I grew up in the dawn of cable TV, and we had that for a little while, and you could watch movies at home. That being able to watch box office movies at home, that was a big thing. Now it's nothing. It's
right.
No big deal. Anybody can watch a movie at home because there are so many different platforms, digital platforms, DVD, everything, Blu-ray. You can get them from the library for free. I mean, anybody can watch a movie at home at any time on demand, whatever movie they want, basically. But we're also, not only do we have, if we're watching a movie at home, not only do we have that screen on, but we also have other screens
yes.
on too.
Yes.
So the difference between, you see where I'm going there?
Yes.
When you watch a film at a film festival or in a theater, in a cinema, there's something different about that experience.
Yes, there is. And so when movies originally were, began to be shown, one of the critiques about film was it can't be a true art form, because for something to be true art, it has to be objective, and you have to have the ability to separate yourself from it and see it as an objective other piece. While film, you're in a darkened theater, it comes at you. It seems real. That's one of the powers of film. So even if it's Star Wars, it seems real while you're watching it, and you don't have that opportunity to stop and objectively critique what you're seeing. Very rarely do people walk out of a movie even if they don't like it, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will do that. And so there is a certain power we now have with DVD and with live streaming a movie as we hit the pause and make that microwave popcorn or mm-hmm. get the drink. And so you can actually stop and evaluate a film, which I've never actually done when I present films. Theoretically I could, mm-hmm. but that's just not the way the film is meant to be experienced. And so I'm one of those old-fashioned people who gets annoyed when we're watching a movie and one of my kids wants to pause so they can go to the bathroom. I said, no, that's in the movie.
You just
miss it. If you're at the theater, you miss that portion of the movie. Sorry, and then my kids will be watching the movie with their cell phones out, texting or doing other things. You have multiple screens, which I think actually diminishes the power of film in a way. But I think films are meant to be experienced in a single viewing the way intended, and for better or for worse,
That's funny. We're talking about that because we're literally doing that right now. We're rewatching Lord of the Rings
right.
because I got the audiobooks and now I'm listening to them. So I wanted to watch the movies again and not the whole time, but I'm like Googling and searching all the characters and,
right.
and where these places are and looking at the map. And like, it's a more immersive experience. And we're like talking about what's happening. But that is the way that my husband and I consume films now because we can.
And you see that feature on Amazon Prime where
yes.
you can hit the side button and see who the actors are and mm-hmm. their biographies while watching the film.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy who never does that. And whenever I accidentally hit that button, I get frustrated. And, Now, the Lord of the Rings films, I would argue, are Christ figure films.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say are the Christ figures in those films?
Gandalf.
I think there's multiple. Okay, Gandalf.
Probably Aragorn.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's been decades.
Sorry, I
think definitely Aragorn is the the messianic figure who's returning. Return of the king. But then Gandalf, I think, is the strongest one, I think, in the films.
Yeah.
Because he actually dies, rises again, and then there's kind of a glorious second coming moment in Two Towers when he saves saves them at Helm's Deep. But again, there's a lot of people like Lord of the Rings, don't know that Tolkien was a Christian, don't know if there's any that there might be Christian themes in the books or in the films. I see somebody who we're talking about Lord of the Rings, and I say, those are Christ figure films, and then suddenly we're having a conversation. That's one reason I like movies is they become a vehicle to have this conversation.
Sure.
With people.
Yeah. How does our Lutheran worldview or Christian worldview affect how we consume these films as opposed to the way other people would?
I would hope that we have our mind is ready to critique what we're getting. Mm-hmm. That we're not going to be suckered in. So if a film is given a life that is very pro-choice, we're the ones who would, even while experiencing the film, would stop. Even if we can't hit the pause in the theater, we're going to stop and say, this is not right. If there's an atheistic theme that comes out, or if there might be positive messages that might be there too. I mean, there's going to be positive, in other words, positive messages about ethics or love your neighbor that we would actually appreciate. I don't know if a lot of us are really trained to do that, which is another reason why I like to do these things, is to get people to stop and start thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Don't just be a sucker and take it all in.
And by stop, he doesn't mean stop the film.
Right? Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
He's a purist.
In other words, In other words, I'm the guy. I'm not going to say stop it. We need to evaluate this. In my mind, I said, hey, that's not cool. Right? That's not cool. And then the movie continues, but I'm thinking, okay, that's not cool. Right? Now I'm suddenly suspicious. What other things is this director going to try to get me to believe, teach, believe and confess, And so I wonder sometimes if Christians might, if some of these messages might come under their radar if they're not aware. See, a lot of people say, it's just entertainment. Don't take it so serious, Prof. Lewis, And I'd say, no, every film has a message. It could be good guys win, bad guys lose. Mm-hmm. So there's a message in every film. Mm-hmm. What is that message?
There's no true thing. It's just pure entertainment when it comes, because as you mentioned earlier, it's art. Art may include entertainment, but there's also very much so a message in art, which so much more to talk about.
I know. Just getting started.
I would just say be prepared when you watch a film to embrace what's good. There's going to be a lot that's true, good, beautiful, and whether the makers are Christian or not, but then be ready for you should be ready to critique those other messages. And then I would say always have an eye ready to if there's something in this movie that might help me talk about the gospel with my neighbor, with my friends. Hey, there's your in,
Sure. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to keep you from the festival too long. I know
right,
that there's a presenter
you.
Speaking, Professor David Lewis, Assistant Professor of Exegetical Theology here at Concordia Seminary. Thank you so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being here on campus today.
Letting us crash your film festival.
With radio.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get to speak with one of the participants observing film and enjoying the film festival here at Concordia Seminary. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.